Hallmark Media. In Chicago, a crowd attends a presentation at Navy Pier Park.
Research suggests that our stress levels rise during the holiday season. I know mine does. Our Christmas marketing campaign relieves that pressure while still giving people the connection that they need, as you'll see here in 3, 2, 1.
Do you wish you could shop and ship your gifts faster than Santa's reindeer? Scan this QR code to find out how QuickShip can help bring joy to your holiday. The wishes you make this Christmas will last a lifetime.
Once someone scans the code, they'll get an option to get a daily Christmas reminder until Christmas Day to keep them engaged with QuickShip.
At a restaurant.
And then I saw the glow of Christmas just reflected in their faces, and I knew my job was done.
Ah, the true joy of Christmas.
Hey, I'll take a Jack Frost.
Can I have a peppermint twist?
Thanks. Honestly, I don't know how I got here. Christmas used to be my favorite holiday when I was a kid. Now that my job is Christmas, you know, prepping these campaigns 24/7 all year long, it's like there's only so much holiday spirit a person can muster.
Too much of a good thing.
Exactly. This is why I go to the Maldives every year. That's where I find my Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says Christmas like a bungalow on the beach. Doesn't your family want you home, though?
No, they do, but they don't understand what I need right now. What I need is a week long of nothing but sea, sun, and sand.
Are you going to be texting all through dinner?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's work.
As a doctor, and as your best friend, who is a little concerned about you, I'm going to prescribe you put your phone down and be present.
Okay, let me just send it.
Mm-hmm. So proud of you.
Oh,
thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Merry Christmas.
So, are you still stuck going to Kyle's for Christmas?
You make it sound like it's a punishment.
Well,
I'm actually really looking forward to it. We're doing Christmas Eve with them, and then we spend Christmas morning opening presents with my family.
Oh, I don't know how you do it, Zuma. Juggling a medical practice, family, Kyle, his mother.
The marketer swipes left on a dating app.
Seriously? I mean, if you're going to swipe left on every guy, what's the point of being on the app?
Okay, I'm putting it away.
I just want to make sure you're happy, okay? I know you want to answer that.
It's my brother. It's probably his please come home for Christmas call. Hey, Connor. I know you're not calling me to try and convince me to come home on the one time of the year I actually get a break from work.
I know.
But this year is different, I promise.
I've already booked my bungalow.
I'm
proposing to Sienna on Christmas Eve, and I want the whole family here when I do it.
Oh my gosh, Connor!
I'm sorry to mess up your trip, but if ever there was a reason, right?
What did Mom and Dad say?
Oh, they don't know yet.
I want it to be a surprise. I mean, of course, I had to tell you, otherwise you'd be on an island somewhere. Will you come?
Of course, yeah, yeah, I'll make it work.
Great.
I love you, Addie.
I love you too, Connor. Congratulations. I was so close to the Maldives.
What happened?
Oh, my brother's proposing to his girlfriend on Christmas Eve, and he wants me to be there.
When was the last time you went home for Christmas?
6 years ago? I mean, I pop in every now and then, just not for Christmas. Wait, you've never been to my hometown? Red Lake Falls, where Christmas is not just a holiday, it's a way of life. That's the town motto.
That is actually adorable.
Everyone's great. It's just a person can only handle so much Christmas.
Yeah, but you're going to be with your family.
I'm really happy for my brother, but I don't know, things with my dad, they've just sort of changed over the years. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Christmas Eve is in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Connor proposes that night, which means I should probably stay an extra day for my dad's charity event. But by the 26th, I'm on a plane to the Maldives.
Sounds like you got it all planned out.
Have you met me?
Title, Where Are You? Christmas? In a kitchen in Red Lake Falls, a woman bakes. Text, Lindsay Fonseca, Michael Rady, Jim O'Hare.
Oh, hi, Addie.
Hey, Mom, I'm just coming into town. There's even more Christmas decorations than I remember.
Well, nothing out of the ordinary.
Really? Since when do we have a flying reindeer and a Christmas store?
The Christmas store is new. We've had the reindeer for a few years now. You just haven't been home for Christmas in a while.
Well, I'm here now.
Yes, you are. And I'm sure your father will be happy to see you. What was that?
Nothing.
Are you all right?
I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to get my car serviced.
I told you a million times.
I know, I know. I'll be home soon. I love you. Bye.
In a neighborhood, Addie parks in front of a home decorated for Christmas. She drags her luggage into the foyer.
Hello?
look exhausted.
That's lovely. Thanks, Mom. Oh, sorry. Work. Where's Dad?
He's still at the office, but Your brother stopped by. Connor, your sister's home.
There she is.
Hello, officer.
Hi. Christmas Eve is in 4 days, mm-hmm. and I've got cookies to put in the oven, so you two have a little brother-sister time. I'll be back in a sec.
I see some things never change.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Come on, show me something.
Connor shows her an engagement ring photo.
Okay, take a look at this.
Connor, it's beautiful.
I think Sienna will like it.
Oh, yes, it's perfect. Thank you for trusting me with your secret.
Oh, well, it's the only way I knew I could get you home this time of year.
Okay.
Plus, you think radio-free mom could keep this from Sienna?
You have a very good point.
Yeah.
I'm glad you two still have your little secrets.
I don't know.
Speaking of, I found your diaries when I was getting the ornaments out of the attic. I put them on your bed. I thought you'd have fun reading them.
So I can relive my awkward teenage years? No, thanks.
You used to love journaling. Maybe you can find a little bit of that joy since you're finally home for the holiday. You're even the guest of honor at your father's Christmas Day celebration.
Really? Does Dad know that?
Addie scowls at her phone.
What are you doing?
I'm doing work emails. I've been in the car for 3 hours. I haven't had a chance to sit.
You've been sitting in the car. Besides, Christmas is on us. There's no rest for the weary. I have a list of things I need you to get me from town. Thank you.
Oh. More than a few things, apparently. Mom, do we really need more poinsettias?
There's space.
It's every year.
Yeah.
I do it myself, but I have my own list of to-dos. And you.
Oh, no, I have to go back. I'm going to the station.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You have to go
really
back to the station.
Really, a lot of important things to do.
Connor!
If you leave now, you can avoid the holiday rush.
All right, I love you, Mom.
I love you. I'm so glad you're home.
Okay, I'm off.
Downtown, Addie types on her phone while she walks.
Is that Addison Dean back in Red Lake Falls? Hi, Dean. I'm so sorry. I'm just finishing this up. No, I heard you were coming to town, but when your mom told us, no one believed it. And I know you're busy based on your social media, but I can see.
So sorry. It's just, it's a work thing.
No, I hear you. Hey, remember when we used to do the Christmas pageants together in school? Well, I am in charge of them now. You know, I love that it brings the whole town together. Please promise me you'll try to come.
Oh, gosh. I will do my best. Right now, I have to go get these flowers for my mom.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, right. But I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Addison Dean!
They're Matt!
Welcome home, Addie!
It looks like your dad owes me $10.
What are you talking about?
At last night's town council meeting, he told me that you were coming home for Christmas, but he didn't think that you'd go through with it.
Really?
He bet me $10 on it.
Did he? And the gazebo looks wonderful. It's like straight out of one of those Christmas movies.
That's what I was going for. It's all part of my Red Lake Falls Christmas campaign. Since you're the expert, how about you help me with my campaign branding?
Oh, you know what? I have a lot on my plate right
Look,
now.
Because I want our town to be a year-round Christmas destination where folks can slow their fast-paced lives and appreciate the small things.
Wait, smile.
Oh. Oh, yes. I'm going to post this. Hashtag Christmasville. You can make this go viral, right?
I don't think it works that way.
That's great. Let's catch up later, and I can show you what I have so far.
Okay, perfect.
All right, yeah, I'll text you.
Yeah, can't wait.
At the florist shop.
Hi, just the poinsettia, please.
Addison Dean?
Addie forces herself to smile.
Dr. Rago, hi. Let me guess, my mom told you I was in town.
Oh, you know no one could keep a secret here. Candy cane.
You still keep these in your pocket?
Never leave home without them at the holidays.
Well, those are pretty flowers.
Thank you. They're for my daughter.
Oh.
You know, Gina.
Oh, how is Gina? I haven't seen her since we graduated.
She's good. Well, at least I think she is. We'll see.
Oh, is everything okay?
Oh, everything's fine. We had a little argument, something about cooking lasagna, and it escalated, and then we haven't spoken for a while. You know how stubborn we both can be. Oh,
I do. I'm sorry.
Well, nothing little Christmas spirit can't heal. In fact, she agreed to come to Christmas Eve dinner, where neither one of us will be making lasagna.
Thank goodness. Well, you know what my mother always says? Nothing a Christmas dinner can't fix.
Knowing your mother, I'm sure she's already given you a million things to do.
Don't I know it? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She returns to her car. The check engine light turns on, and she rolls down the window. Nearby, a sign reads, Blakeman's Auto Repair. Addie parks, then steps into the shop's empty lobby.
Hello? Is anyone here?
She peers around, then enters a garage through a door behind the shop's front desk. Inside, a mechanic looks under a car's hood.
Excuse me?
Yeah, how can I help you?
I'm looking for Mr. Blakeman, please.
That is me.
No, the one that owns the shop. You can tell him it's Addie.
I wish I could. Hey.
Hi.
I'm Hunter.
Oh.
You're thinking of my grandfather. I took over the shop after he died.
Oh, I'm so sorry. When did this happen?
2 years ago. How can I help you?
It's my car. Obviously, it's my car, because I came to an auto shop, you know. Can I just show you?
Later in the garage.
You know, you'd probably get a lot more business at the pumps outside to credit cards.
Oh.
It's so weird I haven't seen you here before, you know? Although I haven't been back in a while. How do you like Red Lake Falls?
It's fine, I guess.
I see you don't have many Christmas decorations. You know, your grandfather used to love the holidays, although you probably knew that.
Yeah, it was always really fun growing up. I mostly just stay to myself now.
Another reason to have a credit card reader on the pump. You know, so people don't have to come inside.
From what you describe, it could be a motor mount, could be a transmission mount. I really don't know. I have to dig a little deeper. Can I start it?
Yeah, of course.
As she gives him her keys, she spots a military service ring on his finger. Then he starts the car. Now Hunter studies the car's engine.
Sounds normal. Do you hear it? It sounds fine to me.
It does, but the banging noise kind of happens out of the blue. Please tell me it's safe to drive.
Yeah, you should be fine for now. You should definitely get it looked at, though. Unfortunately, I'm swamped right now. Everybody wants their car back for the holidays. If you can get it here tomorrow, I can take a look at it for you.
Okay, as long as I'm back in Chicago on the 26th, because I literally have a ticket to paradise. Have you ever been to the Maldives?
Just last week.
Really?
No, that was a...
Oh, you're making a joke now. So do you think you could have it ready by then?
I'm going to try my best, but no guarantees.
Okay, I'll be here tomorrow.
At night in the dean's living room, Addie's dad tops a Christmas tree with a star.
Hey, Dad. Oh, gosh, be careful. Oh, my.
Wow.
Should you really be up on a ladder?
What, you think I'm too old?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Hey, kiddo, I have been trimming these trees since you were a little baby, so I'm just fine. Don't worry about me. Merry Christmas, Addie. I'm glad you made it in one piece.
Merry Christmas, Dad. Heard I cost you $10.
If I was, you know, just playing the odds. But no, super glad that I lost, because it's great to have you home for the holidays.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could go for a walk.
You know what? Promised your mother I'd help in the kitchen, which will be a disaster, but I'm going to try. Connor and Sienna coming over for dinner. Oh. So anyway, why don't you, you know, go get washed up, and then, you know, we'll catch up later.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Later, in the dining room.
Oh, okay. The roast was perfect, Mr. Dean.
Thank you, Sienna. I tried that new recipe you sent me on that app thing.
What? Since when are you on social media, Dad?
It's been a while, and maybe if you were here more often, you would...
Mom, how did you have time to make us so many desserts?
Oh, it was nothing. I can't remember the last time we were all together as a family like this at Christmas.
As the head of this family and a duly elected town councilman, that's important, I would like to make a toast.
Oh, here we go.
Christmas is a time where we come together with family and friends, and this year it's even more special because of all the people around this table.
Sienna, you have become like another daughter to me. I haven't seen Connor smile this much since, I don't know, I feel like since I bought you the first skateboard. And Addie, even if it's just for a few days, I'm really happy you decided to join us this year. I know this is not some fancy island, but sometimes it's important to remember where you came from. Cheers.
You're here. Thanks, Dad.
Actually, Sienna and I have some big news that we want to share.
Well, we got us all tickets to this year's Christmas pageant on Christmas Eve. We thought it would be really fun to go together.
Yeah, Addie hasn't been in a while, so we wanted to go as a family.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. And you'll still be here Christmas Eve, won't you, Addie?
Yes, Dad. I'll be here Christmas Eve, and I'll be here on Christmas Day.
I'm just joshing. No. Thank you. This will give me a chance to make sure everyone signs up for Operation Christmas Smile. This year, it is all for the veterans. You know, I was thinking back. I remember how hard it was to be away from my family when I served. Well, we've got vets and families right here in town with loved ones who are serving overseas right now. And, well, I just want them to enjoy Christmas as much as I know we will.
That's beautiful, Mr. Dean. Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually met Mr. Blakeman's grandson, Hunter. I met him at the auto shop. I think he's a vet. I saw his service ring on him. I didn't know Mr. Blakeman had died.
Well, life still goes on here when you're not around, Addie. Anyway, Mr. Blakeman, he was a good man. Oh, shoot. Okay, the game has already started.
Oh, I think the Vikings are going to pull it out this year.
Let's go to the den and figure that out.
Yes.
Oh, I can handle that, honey. Oh. Why don't you go watch the game?
Oh, I don't think I'm wanted in there.
Of course you are.
No, I think I'll just go upstairs and decompress a bit.
Addie, honey, your dad is really happy that you're home for Christmas. Okay? Just give him a little time. Okay?
Addie's mom kisses her cheek. In the morning, Addie sleeps with a diary across her lap.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
I see you found your diaries.
Yeah, I must have fallen asleep.
Oh, you're so lucky to have these memories. Once they're gone, they're hard to get back. Oh, look. It's your Christmas gratitude entry from senior year.
Oh, I'm not grateful for that sweater.
Oh, please, you're adorable. I am so grateful for my family. Knowing it is my last year living at home makes me appreciate them even more. I'm gonna miss Red Lake Falls. There's no place more joyful and colorful at Christmas.
You wrote that?
Of course you did. I thought that's why you worked on all those Christmas campaigns, because you love the holidays so much.
Yeah, maybe at first, but now I see it for what it really is, which is just convincing people to buy things.
Okay, nonsense. We've got a full agenda. I need you to buy me a tree for the front yard. There's a space.
No, Mom, can I please bow out? I just need one day where I don't have to work and I don't have to do anything.
It is not work. It's Christmas. Now get up and go, go, go.
Ho, 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 ho! Just four more days till Christmas. Have you told Santa your Christmas wish yet? Remember, the wishes you make this Christmas will last a lifetime.
Honestly, Santa, sometimes I wish there was no Christmas. I need a break.
Addie's phone screen goes blank.
What?
Better get going. Looks like there's a storm coming.
I could have been on a beach.
While Addie drives through a snowstorm, her engine light turns on.
Oh, not again. Do we really need another tree?
She glimpses Hunter's service ring on the floor. As she reaches down and grabs it, her car skids and crashes. After the crash, Addie lifts her head and peers through her car's snowy window. In a daze, she looks down at her gloved hands. Now Hunter appears at the driver's side window.
Addie, you okay?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm...
All right, you had an accident. I'm gonna get you out of there.
Fine, I think.
Can you stand up?
I don't know. What happened?
You had an accident. I don't know if you hit your head or not.
Why do you look so pale?
Pale? What do you mean? I look like I always do.
No, you don't. Nothing does.
Addie.
My God, what's happening?
Whoa.
Hunter tows Addie's car.
Hey. Are you okay? How do you feel?
What happened?
You fainted. Do you remember getting in a car accident?
Yes, I remember I hit a black ice. After that, it's a little bit hazy. Do those trees look different to you?
No. They look the same as they always do.
They don't look a little washed out?
You sure you're okay? Maybe I should take you to urgent care, just to be safe.
No, I'm okay. I just... I've never seen it so foggy before. How'd you find me?
Saw the storm rolling in, and I'm the only one in town with the tow truck, so...
Oh. Yeah. Those trees really don't look different to you.
Must be the fog.
At night, Hunter pulls into the driveway at the Dean family's undecorated house.
They took it all down?
Took what down?
The Christmas decorations.
The what?
The garlands and then the trees and the candy canes. It's all gone. Thank you so much for your help.
I'm gonna walk you inside just to make sure you're okay.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Hey.
Yeah?
I'll reach out to you when your car's all fixed. It's pretty banged up, so it might take a bit.
Okay.
Just take it easy, okay?
In the kitchen, Addie's parents sit at a table.
But I keep calling and pressing redial.
Hit it again. She's got to be somewhere.
Oh, Addie, thank goodness you're home.
What's going on?
You have been gone all day.
We were calling and you didn't pick up.
Yeah, I got in a car accident and I think my phone died.
I knew that knocking sound was serious.
Whoa, are you okay? Do you need to see Dr. Rago?
I'm fine. And Hunter's, he towed my car and he's going to fix it.
Where did you go?
I went to get that tree that you asked for.
Honey, why would I ask you to buy me a tree?
For the Christmas decoration, which you've randomly taken down.
Christmas? What is that? Is that another one of your branding campaigns?
Are you guys punking me? What do you mean, what is Christmas? It's only your favorite holiday ever.
Oh, don't be silly. That is Thanksgiving.
Oh, your mother makes an awesome turkey.
Okay, you guys, this whole I don't remember Christmas thing. I know I wasn't very enthusiastic when I first got here, but I mean, every joke has a shelf life. This one has coded.
Honey, we're not joking. You're starting to worry me. Are you sure you're feeling all right?
No, I feel fine.
Well, it's just that you are acting, you know, a bit strange. First, you show up yesterday out of the blue when, you know, you rarely come home. And now... you're going on errands. We have never sent you on talking about some made-up holiday. That...
it's not made up. It's Christmas.
If you say so.
You don't feel warm. Is there something you're not telling us?
No, I'm probably just rattled from the accident.
Okay, well, why don't you go lie down? I know how busy you are at work, so a rest will do you good.
Okay. Are you sure you don't remember Christmas?
Christmas?
While Addie leaves the kitchen, her parents look at each other.
Christmas?
What?
I don't know.
Addie shuts herself in her bedroom. She smacks her cheeks.
Suma. Suma's a doctor. Suma will know what to do.
Her phone flickers. In bed, she dreams about the accident. In the morning, the QuickShip app opens on Addie's phone.
Just 3 more days till Christmas. Have you told Santa your Christmas wish yet?
You're working.
Remember,
oh my God, I knew it was a dream.
The wishes you make this Christmas will last a lifetime.
I knew it was a dream.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Addie puts the phone on the bed and stares down at her hands.
Okay. You got this, Addie. You got this.
In the kitchen.
Good morning, dear. You slept right through dinner. You feeling better?
Yeah, I did have some weird dreams. Dad, why are you eating cereal?
I think it's called breakfast. Mm-hmm. I always have cereal for breakfast. And of course, you would know that if you were home more often.
I know you like cereal, Dad, but it's Christmas week. You know, Mom always makes those big Christmas breakfasts.
Again with the Christmas.
Mom, where are all the Christmas treats? You know, like, you were baking up a storm the other day.
I don't remember baking anything. But if you want a cookie, I'll go to the store for you.
What? Don't you mean that I should go to the store for you?
Don't be silly. You rest.
I gotta go to work. Mm. Bye-bye.
Mwah. Wait, Dad, what do you mean you're going to work? You'll always take this week off to prep for the holidays.
If I didn't go to work this week, who would prepare the end of the year tax reports? Accounting never rests. Sweetie, I will be home by 6 so we can begin the New Year's movie marathon.
New Year's movie marathon?
Yes. Every year they make like 100 New Year's movies and they start airing them in June.
New Year's movies aren't a thing. Christmas movies are a thing!
Whatever you say, Annie.
Dad, please tell me you're still doing Operation Christmas Smile. You know where you're helping the veterans this year?
Enough with the Christmas already, okay? You know me, I'm all about charity, but with the way the economy is right now, it is enough just taking care of my own family. It's how business works, Addie, and I mean, truly, you of all people should know that.
As Nick leaves through the front door, Addie turns to her mom.
You should see Dr. Rago. Maybe you bumped your head in the accident.
Addie pats her head, then darts outside.
Hey, Dad, wait!
What's with Dad? He was in a mood.
Connor, someone's saying, hey, I need your help in here.
What's going on?
I know this is going to sound crazy. Go with me. Mom and Dad suddenly forgot Christmas, so I need you to tell them it's a real holiday.
Okay, you're acting weird and I'm running late, so I just gotta...
Wait, well, what about helping Mom and Dad?
They seem fine to me.
You don't remember Christmas either. What about Sienna?
What about her?
Are you still proposing on Christmas Eve?
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Connor, this is the whole reason that I am here. You asked me to come home to help celebrate your proposal.
Okay, I don't know what kind of game you're playing, but you cannot just pop into town every now and again and cause all this crazy...
No, Connor, that's not
gonna be any proposal. Right, Sienna is great, but things are fine with us the way they are. Marriage, it's way too much commitment. You tell Dad I returned his tools.
Wait, one more thing. Do things look black and white to you?
Everything looks like it always does. I gotta run.
As Connor heads back down the driveway, Addie purses her lips and picks up a toolbox. At the health center.
Everything seems fine. All your tests look normal.
Really? Because everything is still in black and white. Even you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with you medically, far as I could tell. You know, your parents told me how hard you work. Maybe you just need a little rest and relaxation?
You have no idea. You know, it's so weird. I remember this town being so much more colorful, you know?
You always did have a vivid imagination. Never knew what was going on in that head of yours.
I don't know, maybe you're right. Everything ready for your dinner with Gina tonight?
I don't know what you've heard, but my daughter and I will not be having dinner anytime soon.
Oh, sorry. Did something happen? She was supposed to come over for Christmas Eve.
Coming for what? Until she apologizes, my daughter is not welcome in my house.
I don't suppose I get a candy cane? Didn't think so.
Downtown.
What is happening? Everything is gone.
Hey, you, yes, you, get out of there. You need a city permit to be in the gazebo. This is not your backyard.
Mayor Matt chases 3 teens away from the gazebo.
Oh, Dana, hey. Do you know what's going on with Mayor Matt over there?
How should I know?
Wait. Please tell me the pageant is still happening.
Pageant? Like a beauty pageant?
No, like a Christmas pageant. You know, the one that you're putting on at the school. You begged me to be there.
Why would I spend my winter vacation putting on a pageant? No, I work so hard. I even give up my weekends, and I barely have enough time for myself. And now you're saying I should put on some show with the small break I do get?
No, that's not...
I am surrounded by children and parents and teachers all the time needing something from me. So in the short time off I do get, I just want to shut out the world and have some peace and quiet. And you, of all people, should understand that, right?
Okay, sorry.
Good. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go clean up my classroom.
Wide-eyed, Addie digs her phone out of her purse. The screen flickers as she shakes it.
Please work. You worked for Santa this morning.
Then, Addie strides into the auto repair shop.
Hunter? Hunter?
In the office, she tugs at a locked garage door handle. Sign, do not disturb.
Hunter, I can see that the light is on in there. I know you're in there. Hi.
You read the sign?
Yeah, I've read it. I can read. I'm not going to leave here until you open the door, please. It's very important.
He opens the door, and she follows him into the garage.
I told you your car's going to take a while. You notice all the other cars in here that were here before yours?
Yeah, but hey, did you notice anything strange when you picked me up from the accident? Because after that, everything changed. And the world lost its color. People are acting completely bizarre. No one remembers Christmas.
No one remembers what? Look, I got a ton of cars in here right now, so you're just going to have to wait.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. I really need to get back to Chicago.
Addie reaches into her coat pocket and takes out Hunter's service ring.
Here, it must have fallen off when you were trying to check out my car.
In a memory, Hunter wears a U.S. Army uniform.
So then you had to fix the whole thing.
Of course I did. What else is new? Hey, hand me the A-team, please.
That's amazing. I'm gonna miss you, Pops.
I'm proud of you, Hunter. You'll be back before you know it. I'll be here, waiting for you. But until then, I want you to have this.
What about your service ring?
It's a Christmas gift.
No, I can't take that.
Yes, you can.
With hesitation, Hunter accepts the ring.
No matter how far away you are, I want you to look at that ring and know that I am always with you.
Tears glisten in Hunter's eyes as he cradles the ring.
I love you, Pops.
I love you too, kid.
In the present, Hunter holds the ring and looks at Addie.
I've been looking everywhere for this.
I found it on the floor of my car.
This is my Pops. He served in Vietnam. He raised me after my parents split. When I deployed to Afghanistan, it was at Christmas time. Pops gave me this ring so I would know that he's always with me. Come
Excuse
here.
Me, did you just remember Christmas?
How did I forget Christmas?
Now Hunter stares at his hands.
What's going on?
Why is everything in black and white?
So you see it.
Of course I see it. How could I not see it? Wait, what happened?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Everyone, the whole world lost their color. No one remembers Christmas. And you're the only one that's changed back. Wait, I don't understand. Why have you turned to color and I haven't?
I am not okay with this. Look, I came here to disappear, not stick out like a sore thumb.
Why do you want to disappear?
Can we just focus on figuring out what happened?
Right, okay. So did everyone lose their color and then forget Christmas? Or forget Christmas and then lose their color? I mean, either way, everyone's lost their joy.
Yes, that's true. I've started to resent this place. And I love the shop. Some of my best memories are fixing cars with my pops.
But you changed back when you put on his ring. Wait, so what were you thinking about when that happened?
I was just suddenly flooded with all these great memories of my pops, especially the Christmas when he gave me the ring.
So maybe that's it. Maybe we just have to get people to remember the good times they had at Christmas, and then they'll change back.
It can't be that simple, because you remember Christmas. If that's all it took, you'd be color, too.
I can't stay like this forever.
I...
Occam's razor.
Huh? I just trimmed it this morning.
No, it's a theory that says, all things being equal, the simplest answer is the best one. We just need to get people to remember the joy of Christmas. Let's go.
Sorry, wait, what do you mean we? No, I'm not going out there looking like this.
Why not?
Hey. No, please stop. You don't know me, but I just came back to Red Lake Falls to get away from people, not to stand out.
What happened to you? Look, I just need to fix this so I can get back to my old life.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
He opens the door and looks away as she leaves the garage. Outside, a sign reads, "Welcome to Red Lake Falls."
Okay, how hard can this be? I mean, getting people to remember Christmas, I mean, that's my actual job. Oh, hello, sir. I would love to help you remember Christmas. What did you wish for when you were a little boy? Did you ever sit on Santa's lap? I'm still talking. Okay. Excuse me. They say that music jogs the memory. What was your favorite music, Carol? How about, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We
is
wish
your sister?
You a Merry Christmas.
What is she doing?
We wish you a Merry
Christmas. I really don't know.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, honey.
Excuse me.
Is it coming to you? Is it coming to you? Come on. Oh, what about Jingle Bells? Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle all the way.
Hi, what's going on?
Here, I'm just trying to get people to remember Christmas.
Oh, we're back to that. All right. Hey, move along, folks. There's nothing to see here.
It's not working. No one remembers.
It's okay. We can figure it out.
Okay. Oh, God. I don't know how to fix this.
All right. Let's start by getting you home.
Do you remember Jingle Bells?
No.
Oh, it's such a good one.
Later, in the dean's kitchen.
Honey, they got your home? Oh, my bridge friends have been calling.
She's okay, Mom.
Oh, people have been calling about me? Oh, no.
I'm worried about you.
Wait a second, your phone works.
Of course it does.
Why did I think of that? Mom, can I use this to talk to Suma? Thank you.
We're sorry, your call cannot be
completed. Connor, can I use your phone? Something's wrong with your phone, Mom.
Well.
We're sorry, your call.
None of my calls are going through.
It was working just a minute ago, Lenny.
Did you see Dr. Rago?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, and he ran all these tests, and he said that I was totally fine. He doesn't know what's happening to me.
What is happening with you?
Honestly, I do not know. Just everything feels very empty. I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I miss Christmas. I miss the carols. I miss the decorations. Your excessive amount of trees. All of it.
Honey, I cannot help you with your Christmas. But if you want some decorations, they're up in the attic where we always keep them.
The attic, you.
With a spring in her step, Addie hustles out of the kitchen. In the attic, a half-empty shelf holds pumpkin decorations and autumn leaf garland.
No.
Addie scowls as she finds a stash of red, white, and blue decorations.
We're all set for the 4th.
She peers around the attic.
Where are you, Christmas?
Addie returns to her room. She tosses her coat on the bed and paces, then grabs her teenage diaries.
Okay.
Addie sits down to read. In a photo, she poses with her hair slicked back.
What was I thinking with that hair? What?
The page for December 25th is blank.
Where are my Christmas entries?
Addie flashes back.
Honestly, Santa, sometimes I wish there was no Christmas.
The wishes you make this Christmas will last a lifetime.
Oh, no.
Now in the garage, Hunter studies his hands.
Hunter! Hunter, are you in there? Hunter! Hunter, can you open the door?
Come, what are you...
Hunter opens the garage's exterior door for Addie.
Listen, I know you want to disappear for some mysterious reason, but you are the only person that can help me.
I am not getting involved in this.
So sorry, but you are involved. And I need you because this is all my fault.
What do you mean it's all your fault?
I made a wish that Christmas would disappear and it came true. I didn't think how it would impact everybody else.
I'm sorry. You're saying that that's the reason that I forgot Christmas?
Look around. Nobody remembers Christmas. It's like it didn't even exist. Plus, the Santa app that I used for my Christmas campaign told me.
Come again?
Santa is counting down the days, and if I don't fix this by the 25th, Christmas will be gone out of Red Lake Falls forever.
What? That's crazy, Addie.
Any more crazy than you being in color while the rest of the town is in black and white?
You have a good point. Okay, and you really think that I can help?
Yeah, I do. If you let people see you in color, then they'll know it's real, along with Christmas!
No, not happening. I am not gonna let people see me like this.
Okay, well then if you won't, then I'll just invite people here, and then they can just see for themselves.
You're blackmailing me?
Well, I am in black and white, so I'm just running with what I got. Hunter, please. I don't know what else to do. We only have 3 days left.
One time. Onto it once. One time I'm gonna go with you to see if it works. And if I show myself and nobody changes, then I'm gonna come back here. I'm gonna wait this out alone.
If it blows over. Thank you. I know what a big deal this is for you.
I don't think you do, but you're welcome. Wait, so how are we going to know how to change people back? Seeing me in color and you remembering Christmas hasn't changed you back.
I haven't totally figured that part out yet, but I will by tomorrow. Your lifesaver, Hunter.
Let's hope this plan of yours works, yeah?
It has to. I have a feeling you and I are going to make a great team. I'll see you in the morning.
Addie strides out of the garage. Addie arrives at the shop.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Just two more days till Christmas. Have you told Santa your Christmas wish yet?
Your act's getting real old, Santa.
Remember, the wishes you make this Christmas will last a lifetime.
She carries two coffees into the garage.
Hunter?
He wears a fur hat.
You ready?
Not really. Don't suppose I can say no.
Do I look like someone who's going to take no for an answer?
He wears a scarf on his face.
What are you wearing?
I'm covering up. I'm not really ready for the whole town to see me like this. What's so funny?
You look like a snowball made of black ice.
He yanks the gear off.
Look, you're lucky I'm even still here right now. I had half a mind to run off to my cabin last night and weather this alone.
I'm glad you stayed.
So what's your big plan here?
I brought a bag of things to help remind people of their memories, because we both know I can't just sing carols at people, that's for sure.
Like you did yesterday. Got some good gifts. I think you went viral.
That doesn't help me. It has to be more than that, right? I mean, when you remembered your grandfather at Christmas, did you feel anything specific?
Yeah. Felt like he finally forgave me.
Why would he have to forgive you?
I let him down. I enlisted in the army, and I'm proud of my service. But I saw things over there that I'll never forget. Things nobody should see. And when I got back, I struggled. I just didn't know how to be around people. You know, Pops tried to help me, and I wouldn't let him. I didn't know how.
It sounds really hard.
It was. And I couldn't do it. So one day I ran off to this cabin that I know of, and I didn't answer his calls. And Pops died while I was gone.
I'm so sorry.
He still left me the shop. You want to know why I keep to myself, and it's just because I'm not so good with people. Let them down.
Addie takes Hunter's hand and touches his ring.
Your grandfather knew what you went through. I'm sure he understood.
When you gave me this ring back, I thought of Pops at Christmas. And that was the first time I felt like he forgave me.
Maybe that's it. Maybe to fix this, we have to help people heal what's hurting them. I mean, isn't that what Christmas is about? It's about forgiveness and love and family.
Look, I promised you that I would give you one shot at this, so let's do it. Get your stuff. I'm going to drive. All right.
Are you going to be able to drive with all that?
Just tell me where we're going.
Back to high school.
Later, in Dana's science classroom.
All right, final papers on my desk on Monday. And please do not forget about office hours Tuesday, Thursday.
Addie and Hunter peek through the classroom window.
There she is.
What?
I can't with that scarf around your...
Do you want me to help you or not?
Okay, sorry, focus. Dana.
Hi. Addie, hi. What are you doing here? And why is your friend bundled up like that? It's not that cold out today.
I'm going to get to that in a second. But first, I just wanted to apologize for the other day. I did not mean to upset you.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I always get in this mood this time of year. You know, you always think about all the things you didn't accomplish and how much people still want from you. So I am looking forward to some peace and quiet over New Year's break. You can take all that off. We have the heat on.
Don't freak out.
Addie, I teach high school. Nothing freaks me out.
Addie grabs his hat.
Oh, God.
Dana grabs a spray bottle.
What happened to you?
I remember Christmas.
Is that contagious?
No, ma'am. It's fine.
No, it's more than fine. This is what we used to look like. This is what we should look like. I've never seen anything like it. May I?
Reluctantly, Dana touches Hunter's cheek.
Does it rub off? It's beautiful, but I don't understand. It's because he's filled with the Christmas spirit. You keep talking about this Christmas, but I don't know what you mean.
Show her what's in the bag.
Addie takes out a green sweater festooned with garland.
Christmas used to be your favorite holiday. You know that pageant I was talking about? It's real. And your mom used to do costumes for it. And now you run it. And you love that it brought the whole town together.
I can sure use something like that. Parents have been complaining so much lately.
Yeah, it's because they forgot Christmas. They've lost their joy. Do you remember this?
It's a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Just look closer.
Why would I remember? Wait, this is my mom's stitching. I love sewing with Mama. She used to work nights, so we never really got to spend a lot of quality time together, but every December, no matter what, she would set aside time for just the two of us to sew the costumes for the pageant. She was so proud when I learned her stitch, and I remember thinking, these sweaters stitch this town together. This is your sweater from the Christmas pageant. I remember.
Dana looks down, then clasps a hand to her heart and smiles.
Dana, look at you!
It actually worked!
It's all coming back. Oh, God, I've been so angry because everyone's wanted something from me, but really, they've just been saying that they need me.
They need you, and they need their pageant.
Oh, no, the pageant! Christmas Eve is tomorrow, and I haven't even started on the costumes, let alone the sets.
You don't have to do it alone. You can ask for help.
From who? Like you said, nobody remembers Christmas.
Then you'll show them like we showed you.
You'll help people heal what's hurting inside of them and find their joy. That is the Christmas spirit.
I will try. Now go, 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 go. I got work to do.
Okay.
I can't believe that worked.
I couldn't have done it without you.
You know, to be honest, it felt really good to get out there and help someone.
Your pops would be proud.
I think so. So, look, if that creepy Santa app of yours is right, we've got 2 days to figure this out. Do you want to try this on your family?
No, not yet. Gosh, if it caused them so much stress as it is, I just want to make sure that we're right. Because if we're wrong, my dad already doesn't want to spend time with me as it is.
So, who should we do this to next?
I don't know. You and Dana changed back because Christmas healed something inside you. Problem is, I've been gone for so long, I don't really know anybody anymore. I wouldn't know how to help them.
I'm sure you know more than you think.
No, you know how it is. I left town, I got so wrapped up in my own life, and I just lost touch with everyone.
Pops always said when I needed to clear my head, I should go for a walk in the woods. Fresh air helps you think. I've got an idea.
In the woods.
I feel like we're wasting time. Maybe we should head back.
Oh, it's not gonna kill you to relax.
He says, wielding an axe.
We're gonna figure this whole thing out.
I smell the pine. I miss that.
You like Chicago?
I do. It has everything I want. My friends are amazing. My job's exciting. There's never a dull moment.
Dull moments are underrated. Sometimes there's nothing better than quiet.
My life is anything but quiet. I have a million things to do every day. But when I left Red Lake Falls, I made a promise that I would make my mark, and I am.
What do you do?
I work in branding, Christmas campaigns. I help shape what people think they want.
How do you know what other people want when you don't even know what you want yourself?
I know what I want.
Well, you said you work in a job that celebrates Christmas all year round, but then the one thing that you wished for is a world without Christmas.
Says a man who hides from the world in his auto shop.
That's fair. I'm just saying, it sounds like your life is very busy, like a hamster wheel. And so, you're always running from one thing to the next, but if you're always rushing to the next moment, you never really appreciate what you have in that moment.
You don't know me.
I don't, but I'd like to. Since I remembered Christmas, I also remembered I don't have a tree. What do you think of that one?
It's perfect.
Yeah? Let's do it.
At night at Hunter's house, they put the tree in a stand.
That's good.
That's good?
Yeah, right there.
Locking it in. Yeah. Oh.
Hunter and Addie admire the tree, then look up and peer around the living room.
Hey.
Wow. Aren't you full of surprises?
I had nothing to do with that.
Addie checks her arm, then blinks rapidly as she finds it unchanged.
Hey, I got an idea. Decorations.
Look at you all inspired.
You know, I am. Since you helped me remember Christmas, I'm really excited to jazz this place up.
Jazz this place up?
Hold, please.
He finds an ornament box.
Check this out. So these were my pops. I grew up looking at these.
Oh, they're beautiful and in color.
I think we started something.
Yeah.
Only got four of them, though. I don't think we're gonna find any more ornaments in town.
It's okay, yeah, we can improvise. We can make ornaments out of these. What are these used for? Are these blinkers?
I got more of those in the shop.
Perfect. My mom and I used to make handmade ornaments all the time. All you need is some hot glue, some paint. You got yourself a fully trimmed tree.
Okay, yeah, it's like popcorn and string.
Exactly. My mama would always say, you know, that ornaments, they don't have to be shiny or expensive. They just have to remind you of good times you cherish. We'd even have this little stamp that we'd put on them, our initials and the year. That way, every ornament would tell family story.
I love that. Hey, I've got an idea how to change you back.
Really? What?
When Dana and I change back, it's because remembering Christmas healed something inside of us, right? Now, you said you feel like you've lost connection with your family. This kind of ornament seems like a pretty important memory for you and your mom.
Yeah, you might be onto something.
The ornament bears their initials, A and H, on it. Addie presses it to her heart and shuts her eyes.
Do you feel anything?
Nothing.
Then she peers at her arms.
I'm running out of time. It's almost Christmas.
We're gonna think of something.
Addie hangs the ornament on the tree and smiles at Hunter.
Merry Christmas, Hunter.
Merry Christmas, Addie.
In the morning, in Addie's room.
Ho, ho, ho! Just one more day till Christmas. Have you told Santa your Christmas wish yet? Remember, the wishes you make this Christmas can last a lifetime.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
In bed, Addie frowns as she checks out her hands. In the kitchen.
Good morning, sweetheart. You're up early.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. Is Dad up yet?
We had an early council meeting.
On Christmas Eve? Oh, right. It's not Christmas. You know I love you, right?
Of course I do. What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I've just been feeling so disconnected lately, and I didn't want you and Dad to feel like I was taking you for granted.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me. I'm tougher than that.
What about Dad? Doesn't seem like he wants to be in the same room with me.
Addie, your father loves you. You're his little girl. I just think sometimes he feels like he lost you.
But why? Because I moved away? I built a life for myself? I mean, I couldn't live here forever.
Oh, you made that abundantly clear even as a child. There are bigger things in store for you. Just because you move away doesn't mean you forget about the people who love you.
I haven't forgotten about you. You and Dad, you don't understand the kind of pressure that I'm under every day.
How can we if you don't tell us? Sometimes I think you're embarrassed by us. I can't remember the last time you invited us to visit, and when we did, you showed us your office, your apartment, but you didn't invite us to meet any of your friends.
I was trying to show you the city.
Well, we didn't come to sightsee. We came to be a part of your life. And it feels like you don't want that.
I do want that, Mom. Sometimes I don't realize how I make people feel, and I'm starting to see that now. I love you so much.
I love you too.
I made something for you.
Ooh. Oh.
Addie pulls an ornament out of her purse.
Ooh, what is it? Is it a reflector?
Well, sort of. It's a Christmas ornament. Everything you've taught me, I've kept with me. Even our little stamp.
Are those our initials?
Mm-hmm.
This looks so familiar.
In the past.
Okay, Addie. Now put your initial carefully next to mine. Oh, that's so good. Now see? They're hugging. Because no matter where life takes you, I will always hold you tight. Especially on Christmas.
Our Christmas stamp!
In the present, Addie's mom grins.
I remember Christmas! Mom, you look beautiful!
Why is everything so dull?
That's a very long story.
Okay.
Don't move. I will be right back.
In the attic, Addie finds shelves full of Christmas decorations. Downtown, a young boy stares at his hands, then smiles as he joins his friends for a snowball fight.
Did you?
No. Did you?
No. Do you think we started something with Dana?
Yeah, I mean, we told her to spread the Christmas spirit, and look, the entire town's coming together. Go Dana.
I mean, it's taking on a life of its own. Pretty soon, everything's going to be decorated, and then everyone will be changed back.
I hope everyone. I have one day left, and I still don't know why I haven't changed back.
Hey, take that down. You are defacing city property.
They're just string lights, Mayor. Relax. Tonight's Christmas Eve.
Again with the Christmas.
You guys, I can explain what's going on here.
Stay out of this, Addie. You've done more than enough.
Because of your Christmas nonsense, half the town is acting crazy and the other half is afraid of them.
That's not fair.
I see Addie got to you, too.
She didn't get to me. She helped me remember the joy of Christmas.
If you could just be open to the possibilities.
You are just like my daughter. Always so certain you're right.
Oh my gosh, that's it. If you could reconcile things with Gina, then you could remember Christmas too.
My issues with my daughter have nothing to do with this.
Pardon me, it does. You don't want to lose any more time with your family. If I could have even one second back with my pops, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
I can fix this.
No.
We had an emergency town council meeting this morning. Your father presided. Public decorations of any kind are hereby prohibited indefinitely until further notice.
You can't do that. What?
When your father saw the chaos you caused in the town that he loves, I've never seen him so angry. He wants nothing to do with Christmas or with people turning weird colors.
Where is he right now?
He went home to find you.
Oh my God. My mom is in color. I have to get home. I never meant for any of this to happen.
Hey, how can I help you?
Just keep everyone calm and keep spreading the Christmas spirit.
In the dean's living room, Nick snatches decorations.
Come on. Over a fireplace.
Nick, please, just slow down.
No, this is not up for debate.
What's going on?
I want this stuff out of my house.
Okay, Dad, let me explain.
No, Addie, I want things back the way they were.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Did you do this to your mother?
No, Vic, I did this to myself. I remember Christmas.
If I hear that word Christmas one more time, you turned away from me, Sharon.
No.
Just like Addie did years ago.
Dad, no one's turning away from you. You can remember, too, if you just try.
I don't have to try anything. We live a good life here in a town that we love. Now, I am sorry that it's not good enough for you, Addie. But you cannot just come home here and blow it all up. It's not fair.
I never said that you weren't good enough for me, Dad. I love you. I am trying to make things right.
You want to make things right? Well, then help your mother get rid of this mess. I want everything back the way it was by the time I get home from work. Who ever heard of putting a pine tree in the middle of a living room?
As Nick leaves the house, Addie turns to Sharon. Later, Addie redecorates.
Don't say anything.
I don't even know what to say if I did. Where's Mom?
She's upstairs taking a nap.
Dad called and told me what happened. Apparently Mom's in color now.
Yes, she remembered Christmas.
Enough with the Christmas.
It's true. She remembered all the great memories that we had
just
together. You should
stop.
See,
you always have an answer for everything, but what you don't do is listen.
Okay. I'm listening.
You're hurting people, Addie. People like Dad, and you need to stop.
I'm not trying to hurt people, Connor, but we're running out of time. You don't understand what we're going to lose if Christmas doesn't happen. I mean, for some people, it's the only time of the year that they get to actually see their loved ones. And for others, it's a time that they can just put aside their differences and celebrate what they do share. I mean, even for the community, it's a chance for people to help those that are suffering. I have spent my entire career trying to sell Christmas. But I never really knew what it meant until it vanished. I don't want you to lose out on what's important to you.
I know what's important to me. Maybe you should just go back to Chicago. You like it better there anyway.
Connor.
Yeah, I'm gonna go check on Mom.
At the auto shop.
Look, your brother just doesn't understand, but he will. Don't give up.
I don't know. Maybe Connor's right. Ever since I wished Christmas away, everything's ruined.
But it's not.
The Christmas spirit's spreading like wildfire. People are out there celebrating and having fun and remembering what's special about the holidays.
Not everyone. My dad and Connor think I've blown up the family, and once Christmas comes, they won't change back. Neither will I.
Not with that attitude.
What am I supposed to do? Everything I've tried, I've made worse.
Are you kidding me? The people that you have helped? I mean, look at this place. Look at this. Look at me.
Okay. I want you to come with me right now.
Outside.
This is all because of you.
Well, it all disappeared because of me, too.
Oh, come on. You got caught up in your stress and you made a mistake. We all do that. Look at how happy they are.
Everyone really does look happy.
Because they are.
Look, I can't speak for all these people, but because of your wish, I am a better person than I was before Christmas went away. Truly, I mean that. I didn't think that I deserved all of this, to be a part of this community the way Pops was, so I stayed in the garage, and life passed me by. And then you came, and you reminded me of what Christmas is all about.
For what it's worth, you've changed me too. If they never remember, I can't imagine a world without Dad's Operation Christmas Smile, or Connor proposing to Sienna.
I got you on this, okay? You're not alone. Take a deep breath. Good. Now tell me, what was the very first thing that brought you home for Christmas this year?
Connor's engagement. He wanted me to be there. He had the ring picked out and everything.
So step one, help Connor remember his Christmas proposal.
At a jeweler's.
What's going on? Everyone looks different here, Addy. Is this another one of your games? I already told you I don't want this, and there's nothing more to say.
When you love someone, there's always more to say.
I was wondering when you're going to turn up, Connor. I've had this ready for a few days now. Thought he might be getting cold feet.
Excuse me, what do you have ready for me?
Your engagement ring, son.
You bought that for Sienna. You were going to propose on Christmas Eve at the pageant. Don't you remember?
In the past. Connor bumps into Sienna.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Are you headed to the Christmas pageant? I haven't seen you at one of these before.
Yeah, I just moved to town with my family. I don't really know anyone yet.
Oh, well, now you do. Maybe we could sit together.
I would love that.
Okay. All right, let's go.
In the present.
I met Sienna at the Christmas pageant. I remember. And the second she smiled at me, that was it. I knew she was the one.
Connor takes the ring box and stares at his hands.
I love Sienna so much, Addy. I can't believe I forgot.
Your love for her brought you back.
Sorry I didn't believe you.
That's okay. I wouldn't have believed me either.
Wait. Tonight is Christmas Eve. I'm too late.
Not if I have anything to do with it. Dana's already starting the pageant. All you have to do is get Sienna there. I'll take care of the rest.
She's gonna be surprised to see me in color.
She'll love you no matter what you look like.
Thank you. Addy, if it wasn't for you, I would have missed the biggest night of my life.
I should be thanking you.
For what?
For reminding me not to take my family for granted. I love you.
I love you too. What about Mom and Dad? They have to be there.
I'm gonna get them there. Don't worry. All you have to worry about is sweeping Sienna off her feet.
All right.
At night in the dean's living room, Addy fidgets in a chair.
Hey, Dad.
Anderson, is your mother home?
No, she actually went to the Christmas pageant that Dana put together, and it starts in an hour, so...
Yeah, I heard that was happening. Even the mayor got on board as of this afternoon.
Mayor Matt remembered Christmas.
And that's supposed to be a good thing? I am just so sick of all of this. Well, you know what? No. I'm tired, Addy. I don't want to fight again.
I don't either. I just want to talk.
What's the point? No one's listening to me.
I'm afraid if we don't talk now, we might lose each other.
Okay, well, that was your choice. You're always too busy to talk to me. Now this whole Christmas nonsense is just one more thing getting all your attention.
Dad, please. Why are you so afraid of remembering Christmas?
Because everything's changing. I feel like I'm getting left behind.
Well, why would you think that? Dad, you lead the town council.
I look different than everyone. People remember things that I don't. I just want things to go back to the way they were.
No, but you can remember too.
But what if I can't? Then what?
Then the people that love you will still love you. You're my dad. Nothing's gonna change that.
But it has already, Addie. Things have been changing for a while. Since you moved to Chicago, I feel like you're worlds away, but even more than that. Sweetie, I don't know where I fit into your life anymore. I mean, that's why I joined that crazy app, just so I could follow your campaigns and just try to stay connected to you.
Oh, Dad.
Since the second you were born, I've been your dad. Now I'm feeling like there's no more room for me.
Of course there is. I know. When I am overwhelmed with work, when I am stressed, I tend to lose sight of things. Even if we're black and white forever, I will always be by your side.
I love you, kiddo. I couldn't be prouder of you, and I want the world for you. I never realized how much I would miss my little girl.
I love you, Dad. I miss you too.
As Addie and Nick arrive at the Christmas pageant, Sharon, Sienna, and Connor rise to hug them.
Hi! Hi, honey. Mwah. I'm so glad you came.
Me too.
Addie passes programs.
Your dad. Gina, hi!
Hi, good to see you.
Dad and I just had the best dinner. I brought over my famous lasagna.
And it was wonderful.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It seems like most everyone's changed except us.
We're in this together, okay, Dad?
I just want to thank all of you so much for coming tonight. As you know, we had to pull this together pretty last minute, but none of it could have happened without all of you coming together and pitching in. And that's what Christmas is all about, right? So give yourselves a very, very big round of applause. You all deserve it so much. Now, before we begin the pageant, in the spirit of the magic of Christmas, we have something special in store for you. Connor Dean, can you come up to the stage, please?
Oh. What's happening?
You'll see.
Hi, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for indulging me. You see, I met the love of my life at this very pageant years ago. Sienna, will you join me up here? Come on. Come on, Sienna.
Sienna joins Connor on stage.
Is he doing what I think he's doing?
I hope he's doing what you think he's doing.
If you would have told me back then that the woman I met that night would make me happier than I ever could have imagined. Because the second I saw you, I couldn't imagine my life without you.
He kneels before her.
He's doing it! He's doing it!
Mom, inner voice, I haven't done it yet.
Uncle.
I hope that you remember that night as well as I do. Because on this Christmas Eve, the only present I want is to be with you.
He opens the ring box.
Will you marry me?
Sienna remembers meeting Connor, then smiles tearfully.
I remember. Yes, of course I'll marry you.
He slips the ring on her finger. They share a tender kiss. Now Sienna looks at her hands. The smiling couple embraces. They return to their seats. Then, they hug their family. Back in their seats, Addie notices Nick's frown.
Dad, what's wrong? It's a good thing.
No, it's a great thing. I'm thrilled for Connor. I just thinking that if watching my own son propose to the woman of his dreams can't make me change, I don't know what will.
At the pageant.
Excuse me.
Is that Mr. Blakeman's grandson?
Yeah, that's Hunter.
He's cute. Is he single?
Mom, shh.
Is this thing? Oh, yeah, that's on. Oh.
Ah.
Sorry about that. Hi, I'm Hunter. I run the auto shop. You all probably know me as the guy from the gas station, which is fair. I haven't been the most outgoing person. I'm working on that. Because the last couple days, I've really learned how special it is to be a part of this town. The way Nick Dean has always been. Now, I don't think there is a single person in Red Lake Falls that doesn't have a story about how Nick has helped them. And believe me, I know that because I ran around all afternoon talking to all of you. According to Addie, Nick has always celebrated the holidays by helping others through his charity, Operation Christmas Smile.
Operation Christmas Smile.
Do you remember?
It's so familiar.
This year, when we all forgot Christmas and donations were low, it was looking like the veterans' families that Nick had planned to help, they weren't gonna have much to celebrate until you all stepped up and you rallied and you supported our friend Nick for all of his years of service. All right, kids, bring it in.
Kids carry presents. Together, they bring the brightly wrapped boxes on stage.
Nick, would you please stand up so that we can all acknowledge you and celebrate you for all that you've given to our community?
Come on.
Nick rises, then stares at his hands. Tears well in Nick's eyes. He turns to Sharon and hugs her tightly. Then, Nick turns and embraces Addie. With hands clasped in gratitude, he mouths the words thank you to Hunter and the children.
Welcome back.
After the pageant.
Welcome to the family, Sienna. Really, you know what this means. We have an extra set of hands to help out at the charity event tomorrow.
I would be honored, Mr. Dean.
I would be honored if you called me Dad.
Okay, oh, excuse me, one second.
Oh, it's Christmas Eve. Have you told Santa your Christmas wish yet?
Honestly, Santa, I wish I knew why everyone else was in color and I'm in black and white still.
Remember, the wishes you make this Christmas will last a lifetime.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Creepy Santa app again?
Yeah, story of my Christmas.
Maybe it can add a little more joy to your night. Come on.
Christmas lights glow on trees and buildings while Addie strolls with Hunter.
I meant what I said earlier about you making me a better person than I was before I forgot Christmas.
You changed Operation Smile all on your own.
No. I mean, not that. After Pops died, and I just gave up on all of this. I gave up on Christmas. But then you came, and you reminded me what it was all about being part of a community and helping people that you love. And so now, I get to help you.
What?
Thanks to Pops, the one thing that I've always been good at is fixing cars. And so, yours is fixed. It's parked out front.
You helped save the charity and you fixed my car?
I'm a man of many talents.
I wish you could change me back to color. Please tell me you don't think I'm going to stay like this forever.
I wish I could tell you that. But Addie, no matter what you look like, you'll always be beautiful to me.
They look into each other's eyes.
Wonderful speech, Hunter. And I am so glad the way things turned out in the end. It's like one of those Christmas movies. This is the perfect story for my Red Lake Falls Christmas Capital blog. Now we just need someone to fall in love and kiss.
Mayor Matt grins, then hurries away. With a smile, Addie slowly lifts her gaze to meet Hunter's. As he takes a step toward her, she wraps her arms around his shoulders. Then they share a lingering kiss. Addie's smile fades as she looks down at her arm.
I really thought that would work.
Wait, what? Addie. It doesn't matter.
I did everything right. I helped everybody solve their problems. And I still didn't change back to color.
No, Addie, look at everything you've done. Everybody remembers Christmas now.
No, not everyone. Not everyone. Not me. Gosh, I even kissed you and I still didn't change.
Wait. What? Is that... That's why you kissed me?
Yes! No! I don't know.
Okay. Well, when you figure it out, just let me know.
What do you want from me? I am running out of time. I can't do this right now.
Hunter watches Addie storm off. In the driver's seat of her car, she buckles her seatbelt.
Okay, I just have to get to Chicago, and then everything will make sense once I'm home.
Then she drives past the Red Lake Falls sign.
See ya, Red Lake Falls.
She drives out of town, then reappears in downtown Red Lake Falls. Addie stares at her surroundings.
What?
She leaves again, then ends up back in town.
No, I have to get out of here.
She leaves, then finds herself in Red Lake Falls again.
You gotta be kidding me. Why can't I leave?
It's Christmas Eve.
I have had just about enough of you, Santa.
In Addie's room.
Your mom tells me you hardly said a word since you got home.
I just need a minute. I'm fine.
Well, you don't sound fine. Do you have a couple of minutes for your dear old dad?
Yeah.
She pats the bed, and Nick sits beside her.
This has certainly been one of our more unique Christmases that we've had in a while.
Dad, I'm so sorry that I started all of this chaos. If I hadn't wished away Christmas, this is all my fault.
Oh, no, nothing, honey, is ever one person's fault. Everyone plays a part. I mean, little by little, people have been losing their Christmas joy all on their own.
I'm scared, Dad. Christmas is tomorrow. I don't want to be like this anymore, but I don't know what to do.
Well, I have never known you to give up.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I've tried everything. I have tried solving people's problems, spreading the Christmas joy. I even kissed Hunter like I'm supposed to do at the end of those Christmas movies, and that didn't... Why are you laughing?
Because, sweetie, you've always done everything because you thought you were supposed to, because it would help you succeed.
Well, yeah, I'm an adult, Dad. I have responsibilities.
Yes, and being an adult isn't just about accomplishing things and then setting new goals. Because sometimes speeding through life is a way of keeping people at arm's distance because they can never catch up.
My life can be so overwhelming, Dad. I mean, there's days that I wake up and I don't even like the person that I've become.
Well, then change it. Oh, Annie, you're a good person. And I always knew you would do great things. I mean, look at all the people in town that you've helped. Now, you need to help yourself.
I don't know how.
Start by asking yourself, are you living the life that you want to, or are you living the life you think you're supposed to? I mean, take Hunter, for example. Did you really kiss him because you thought it would change back to color, or is there a chance that just maybe you care about him?
Do I have feelings for Hunter? Yes, I do. Yeah, I kissed him because I thought it would turn me back.
Say you weren't honest with Hunter or with yourself. Open your heart, sweetie. Let him in.
Oh, but after the way I treated him, I mean, you'll probably never want to see me again.
Oh, come on. Give yourself more credit than that. You are not easy to shake. Talk to Hunter at the charity event.
What if it's too late?
Doesn't matter. We're going to love you no matter what. For now, forever, for always. And as they say, it's not over till it's over. You've still got Christmas.
At the Operation Christmas Smile charity event, Nick shakes a veteran's hand.
Thank you for your service.
More blueberries.
Thank you, kiddo. What was that for?
For being my dad. I've missed you.
I've missed you, too. And I'm so glad you're here to share this. Look at the smiles you have put on all these people's faces.
This is all you, Dad.
I've been gone so long, I forgot how happy this town makes me feel.
Oh, I have missed that smile. I hope I get to see it more often.
You will. I promise.
In the evening.
Thank you for your service. Smashing success as always.
Au revoir.
Thank you.
Any sign of him?
No, not yet, but it's still early. Have a little faith. Thanks for helping with the stuffing. It was like old times.
Oh, Mom, it was so fun. We need to do it more often. Hey, when you come to Chicago, you meet my best friend, Zuma.
Oh, I would love to.
I am starving. This smells so,
slow your reindeer, Santa Claus. I'll put the food out soon.
Have you seen him?
I wouldn't give up hope.
It's no use. I mean, after the way I treated him last night, he's probably back in his auto shop just shutting the world away again.
You may be a good kisser, but you don't have that much power over me.
Eddie grins and turns to Hunter.
He came.
Yeah.
She embraces him.
Of course I came.
I think I would miss Operation Christmas Smile after I pulled all them together.
Nearby, Sharon, Connor, and Sienna gawk and wave at them.
Hey, can we talk privately for a moment?
Hunter and Addie visit the gazebo.
Oh my gosh.
He returns her phone.
I thought you might want this back. It was on the street
what?
Outside of my shop.
How did you know it was mine?
So I made a wish that you would come back to me. And I guess the Santa app on there made it happen.
You saw it too?
No, I'm joking. Oh, it's still dead. Your initials are on the case. Kind of tipped me off. I did make a wish that you would come back, though.
I'm so sorry for what I said. I should never have run off like that.
You know, I've kissed a couple women in my day, but I've never actually had the kiss scare someone out of town.
No, your kiss didn't scare me away. Your kiss was great. Your kiss was really great. Your kiss was like, wow, great. I got in my own way again. I was so focused on getting things back to the way they were that I didn't stop to appreciate what was right in front of me.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Hey, if I haven't totally freaked you out in all of my black and white neurotic glory, I have another Christmas wish.
Okay, what do you got?
I'd like to kiss you for the right reasons this time.
Twist my arm.
They kiss.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
No. I mean, yes, you know, that was a perfect kiss. Addie.
What?
You're back.
I'm back.
You are beautiful. Whatever color you are. Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Is that you?
That's me.
Merry Christmas, Addie. I'm so glad you got your wish.
Santa, are you talking to me?
May this one last a lifetime.
Oh, my.
She scrolls on her phone.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. I think I've had enough of this phone to last me a lifetime. I'd like to be right here with you.
As they leave the gazebo hand in hand, smiling townspeople applaud. Nick winks, and Hunter chuckles.
What's so funny?
I need to get out more. I've never even really been to Chicago.
Really? You know, I know someone who could show you around.
Hunter and Addie smile, then kiss by the glow of the Red Lake Falls Christmas tree.